You hit a three in the first half. What was going on there? Tell us the story.
Yeah, so I had a different color headband on than anybody else. I had a black one on, and I guess they noticed it. They haven't noticed it all year. I've been getting away with it, I guess. but they made me change, and then they got me a white one in. But, man, I think he's got me on the hair game. His is a lot longer than mine, that's for sure.
And he goes no headband. You don't see that very
often. Oh, man, I don't know how he does it.
We talk about chemistry and stuff like that. Team rapport doesn't score you points, doesn't get you rebounds, doesn't get you defense, but it has built a level of trust between you and your teammates, between the coaches, between everybody, and that kind of stuff goes a long way in close games, and we've started to see that two of the first three SoCon games where you get wins. Just talk about the relationship you guys have on the team with each other.
Yeah, I think that's, like you said, it doesn't really translate over to the common fan, but people really know ball, man. Like that's what really wins games, wins championships, because we've been in the game these first two out of three, and you know, when a ball goes a different way, we win at Western, and we're 3-0 right now. So I think we just got to keep building off of each other, and that's the important thing. Just keep investing in each other, and we've been doing that so far, and I'm really proud of everybody.
Free throws have been an adventure for this team overall. You, number 10, have really kind of led the charge and gotten the free throws. When Corey's on the line with 7 seconds to go, how confident are you that he's going to knock those down?
Oh, man, I knew they were good. He saved us multiple times this year doing what he does, and I'm so proud of him and the way he, you know, keeps his cool, and he's such a great leader for us. So, I knew that was good.
Back playing in front of the students makes a difference here, doesn't it?
It really does. I was really pleased with the turnout, and I'm thankful for everybody coming to watch us, and hopefully we keep getting everybody out.
All right. Now, road game now. Get down to Charleston, play at the Citadel.
Oh, yeah.
Always tough playing those guys.
Yeah. Definitely got to be ready for them. They gave us two tough games last year, and from what I've seen this year, they got a really good team, so we're going to have to be ready to play.
What are you taking for interim?
Grassroots leadership.
You're providing that leadership on the court. I don't know what you're learning, but keep doing it, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll try. Thank you so much.
All right, Jackson Sivils, we appreciate his time. What a great game. Of course, Corey Tripps being interviewed out on the floor for TV on the